Oh boy, it's back. It's here. It is the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast. Welcome, friends, family, neighbors, you know, everybody I haven't been seeing in person. I expect you to be here. It's the only way you're going to hear my voice these days. It is April 23rd's recap of all things John DiBella Show. We started out talking the match. It may be the first sporting event you have seen in months. Jersey for Jersey, another benefit concert. We talked about that. Some states, some cities are desperate to get back to normal, and we had the news coverage on that. Pet problems were brought up before we hit the phones to hear your wish that you would make, hypothetically, if you knew all the rest of society would also be granted it. Bob Seger and Fire Lake were in Song Stories today. Actor and comedian Adam Ferrara, he was back on the show, and so was Mr. Skin. Remember him? You will soon. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
I guess you two are very thrilled about the match and the match being taken up a notch.
I saw that right before bed.
Which match?
The Phil Mickelson Tiger Wood match.
Yeah, with the addition of Peyton and Tom Brady. Is that confirmed?
Peyton and Tom Brady
confirmed it last night.
Yeah. Oh, nice!
Yeah, it's going to happen. The date being floated around is May 24th on TNT. Mm-hmm. So they're going to do a 2x2. So that means that Phil is playing Tiger and Brady is playing Manning.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
But all four
go out together.
Yeah.
Right. And I think Peyton's paired up with Phil and Brady with Tiger.
I think that's how it works.
So the two people with like lacking personality are together, and then you've got Peyton Manning and Phil Mickelson, who are nothing but personality. That's awesome.
That's a great point.
I don't care about Tiger and Tom Brady. Don't film anything in there.
I don't want to hear them.
That's going to be a very quiet twosome.
The John DiBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
I was at the wall performance at the
Pompeii.
Not at Pompeii. That was a different one.
That'd be amazing.
All right. If I was at the wall performance at Pompeii, that would be ten years before they wrote the wall. But I was at the wall performance in Berlin.
Okay.
All right. And Rick DeFonso, who used to play the A's yesterday, Woman's Got the Power on Wheel of Wow. Right. Rick DeFonso was the guitarist in the A's, and he was the guitarist on the wall at the Berlin Wall.
I didn't know that.
All right. Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. And what was wild is they had him, and I got a picture of it somewhere at home. He was on top of this big tower when he was doing that guitar solo at the end of the song, right? And had a spotlight on him, and the spotlight was shining, and the shadow of him from the spotlight went across the wall in Berlin into East Berlin and was on the side of an apartment building. It wasn't intended. It just ended up that way. And
That's wild.
That is so cool. So somewhere in the photo files at home, that picture still exists. And I know DeFonso has one also.
The John DiBella Show.
Girls spend a lot of time explaining how they never do the thing they just did.
Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.
I was playing something for Dave earlier this morning. I don't know if I mentioned this to you. Anderson Cooper was on with the mayor of Las Vegas.
Okay.
Who wants to reopen Las Vegas.
Okay.
Right? Wants everybody to be able to go back, go gamble, all that stuff. Sure. And he's standing in the show. He says, maybe you should see some of these facts and stats that came out of China when this thing first happened and how it came about. And the mayor's response to him was, Anderson, this isn't China. This is Las Vegas. There is a level of stupid that is in government now that I cannot believe.
It's always been there. There's just a lot more coverage.
Right. That's it. I'm just seeing it more than ever. And then, Georgia is opening tomorrow.
I thought it did already.
Tomorrow's the day that it's happening. And they're opening in the stage. And what are the first three stages they're opening up?
Tell me.
Right? Gyms. Yeah. Bowling alleys.
Oh, and nail salons?
And massage parlors.
Oh, okay.
Oh, nail salons and massage parlors.
Where are you going, Robert Kraft? Georgia, son.
And the announcement was over the top.
America, beginning Friday, it's the re-grand opening of Georgia. We're bringing back working out, bowling, and massages. You gotta be strong to fight the coronavirus, so we're opening the gyms because everyone always wipes down the equipment after they use loves it. Bowling? Right after riding lawnmower races, it's practically Georgia's national pastime. And is there anything more sanitary than a bowling alley? I don't think so. And with massages, we're going to rub out the corona. To be honest, we're still working on the social distancing part of that. Will Georgia's grand reopening result in a happy ending? It will for some, I'm here to tell you. It's Georgia's grand reopening this Friday.
Georgia, at least we're not Florida.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Hey, baby, why don't you rip off that funny uniform and start shaking your moneymaker?
102.9 MGK.
For song stories this morning, it's all about Fire Lake, risk-taking, and commitment. And Cindy is here now. Those are three things that she's experienced. Fire Lake, risk-taking, and commitment.
Yeah, all of them.
All of them. As a matter of fact, they all happened at Fire Lake, as a matter of fact. How are you doing this morning?
Pretty good.
Yeah? Yeah. Did you step outdoors yesterday?
I did.
Oh, really?
And it was so cold. Was really cold. I had to go back in and get my winter coat and a scarf and a hat, but yes.
Was this for your daily walk?
Yes.
All right. Do you take the cats on your walks?
Oh, gosh, I wish.
You can't put a cat on a leash, right?
No, the one day we were out, there was somebody, they had two Siamese cats on leashes. I felt like I was in a beautiful dream.
That's horrible.
It's like a Disney villain.
All of a sudden, you're in the leash.
What's the problem walking a cat?
Everything.
Really?
Yeah, you don't walk a cat.
Yeah, it's an absurdity. Just picture
a
it in your head.
A cat doesn't want to be walked.
Oh, they do.
Yeah, bull.
I guess.
Your cat wants to walk you.
Yeah.
Not the other way around.
Oh, as opposed to my dog who wants to walk me. He doesn't want to walk me. He wants to drag me.
Well, right? Cat wants to kill you, so I'd rather
be dragged. That's true. Right. All right, you leave out when you walk out of the house with a dog, you could be done 11 seconds. Come back in. The dog is like, "Where you been?" Right? You know? You go out all day long, you come home, the cat's like, "You can return."
You again.
You again.
It's John DeBella.
This isn't even a show. You're just making stuff up.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
So last night, I'm tooling around on the interwebs, and I get onto Reddit, and someone posted this question, and I find it rather interesting, and I want to pose it to the audience. The number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. If you could get one wish, and 70% of the world's population would also benefit from that wish.
Okay.
So everybody, 70% of the population, let's even make it 100%. The world would benefit from your wish.
Okay.
All right? What would your wish be? You can wish for anything. You wish for anything. Now, some of these idiots wish for things like perfect poop every time. Right? Yeah, right. I mean, someone's like, really, this is what
they chose poorly.
Right, you did, right. Someone else put in instant learning ability.
Okay.
Right? Which that's helpful. That would be great for the world.
Pick up a skill.
Right, right. You know, this idiot wanted a one terabyte USB jump drive that only had variations of Smash Mouth's All Star.
Okay. Hey, now.
That guy was Steve, wasn't he?
I have a great one.
You
that
got
would benefit
one?
Everybody. A 4-day work week, 3-day weekends.
4-day work at all times. That's your one wish.
Yeah.
Wish.
Yeah, benefit me and benefit everybody. Vassalotti 2024.
Okay.
Does Europe have enough room for 100% of the population?
I don't know.
We'll find out, I guess, with your wish.
All right.
What about you, John?
I want to take the entire world back in time. I want it to be Christmas 2019. I want to go back as if none of this happened, all right?
But you're still going to have to go through it then.
Well, no, not necessarily, because I will know to pay attention to it.
But you're going to go to Wuhan with your cape on?
That's it. I'll do something, but we'll all be able to better prepare for it. When we start to hear about it, we'll go, wait, I remember this. What was this? Why do I know this?
You can always bet on sports and make a ton, too.
Oh, my God. That's a great point.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, it's like having the
remember, the Chiefs won.
Okay, that's true. That's true. So what would it be for you, folks? Call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. You get one wish, and 100% of the world's population also gets exactly what you wished for. Question was put out there, if you could have one wish and the entire population of the world would benefit from it, right, what would it be? And let's lighten up on the hippie answers.
Yes,
you know,
please.
Let's lighten up on the, you know, oh, world peace and let's hold hands.
That's obvious.
No, let's not go there at all. Let's, like, come on, something you really want. Like, for me, I want to be able to, I want the whole world to go back to Christmas 2019, right? And then we could be on the lookout for what the hell is happening now, all right? As Steve is going with a 4-day work week, which is also his campaign for president.
Mm-hmm. Right? It's a good one.
Have you noticed
that's
how many times he's brought that up?
Oh, yeah. Right? It's a hallmark.
I'm giving you guys the heads up. Listen, I got to lay the seeds, Sean.
Okay. Yeah. What about you?
For me, I've been thinking about it. I think I would want everybody to be endowed with my driving skills.
Oh.
How many times have you been in your car and just thought, God, if everybody could just drive like me? Well, actually.
So you want everybody to drive like a grandmother?
I was just going to say, there'd be no speeding tickets anymore. You'd get taxed to death to make up for it.
You people have no idea how often we have taken multiple cars to go to the same place, leaving the radio station at the same time, and somehow Dave gets there 20 minutes later.
Listen, I want to live. I got a lot of miles under my belt these days.
So what would your worst wish be that the whole world could benefit from? All right, call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
You know, Bob Seger is a man that I think we all feel, just never gets enough credit. Uh-huh. I mean, Against the Wind was one of the greatest albums ever. Fire Lake was the very first single that Bob put out from that album. And, well, here's what he had to say about it.
There's some cool lines in that about risk-taking and everything and about freedom versus commitment. Like, he wants to spread the news about Uncle Joe. You remember Uncle Joe? He was the one afraid to cut the cake. In other words, afraid to get married. Who's going to tell poor Aunt Sarah Joe's run off to Fire Lake? That whole idea of Jack Nicholson in Five Easy Pieces, you know, leaving his wallet in the car and pretending to go to the John and jumping on a truck and disappearing. We used to call that in the band going for a newspaper.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9.
I'm Jacob.
Not the greatest observation of all time, but I never realized until listening to the song right now. Ozzy is the only melody in the song. The vocal track is the only melody. The band is playing the same thing throughout the entire damn
song. They're sort of just chugging along in the background.
And all the melody is in his vocals.
I could play that bass line.
43 degrees outside, cloudy with late day rain, high temperature about 59 degrees. The question at hand this morning, and the number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. A lot of people, and look, I understand like the wish to, gee, I wish I could cure cancer or, you know, mental health things and things like that. But this is a fun topic. You know, if you could have one wish, right, and 100% of the population in the world would benefit from it, right, what would your wish be? Someone said there's going to be a lot of people screwing Shakira.
you kind of want to make it selfish almost.
Yeah.
For yourself, but it could help everybody else.
Yeah, you're right. You know, it's not going to damage anybody else, but it's something that you really want and everybody else could benefit from it. Clear, pure tap water. No, I don't want to hear about that. There's no fun in that. We're trying to have fun here. We're trying to have a good time.
Be a degenerate.
All right. So call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. Your one wish that would benefit the entire population, and everybody would be able to take advantage of it. What's it for you, Cindy?
Well, I don't know if this is funny enough, but you'll appreciate it, John. I would like everyone to have perfect vision, especially if it eliminates the need for reading glasses.
Oh, yes.
Oh, wow.
I've had contacts in second grade. I am so with you. You want to be my vice president?
Yeah. Right.
But wait till you need it in both directions, Steve, because I have really bad myopia too. But now I have 20 pairs of reading glasses all over my house, and there's never a pair when I need one.
And at this point, they're just magnifying glasses, right? Because, every so often, Tony Harris will come to John and say, hey, can I borrow your glasses? I got to read something. Wait a minute. Do you guys have the same exact prescription?
I don't understand how he uses it, to tell you the truth. Right, because they are prescriptions. They're computer glasses. They're all like for that computer gradient distance.
My binoculars.
So 215-263-WMGK. What is your wish that everybody in the world would get to take advantage of? All right. And don't be like this guy, perfect poop every time.
What does that
really
even mean?
There's an emoji for that.
Yeah. This is a guy, he's got, corona constipation.
That's a thing
right now. That's a thing right now. Yeah. Because of the crap people are eating.
Taco Bell's the cure.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
Well, it's all a matter of where the hell is he? Adam Ferrara is on the phone. Which coast are you on this morning, sir?
I am in California.
Is this a decision you made before the pandemic or during the pandemic?
Yeah, I was on stage. I was at the Chicago Improv when all this hit.
Okay.
And right away, John, you know me. Right away, I'm blaming myself. This is how big my ego is and ridiculous I am. I said, you know, I want to get off the road. I just want to spend some more time with my wife. I want to go home and spend time at home. And I meant series regular. I didn't mean global pandemic. So I was there, and I got to get home. You know, my wife is she was at the house in California, so that's where I came in. And my mom is safe. She's out on the East End of Long Island. So I've been here, and I've been here since March 15th is last time I was out and about.
So how's quarantining in California going for you? Because I heard they increased your quarantine till May 15th.
Yeah, I can't listen anymore. It's just like it's a telethon. You know, how long it's people? Let's go to the big board. You know, no one knows what's going on. Food is not really an issue yet, thank God.
Uh-huh.
But there is the line to get into. You got to stand at the little spaces, you know, like the Twister game.
Right.
The shelves are barren, so that's kind of odd. It's like a Whole Foods in Havana, you know? And you only let a couple of people in at a time, right? Because they don't want a lot of people congesting up the store. So there's a guy in there FaceTiming his wife, and I hear him in the cereal aisle screaming, "They don't have it, Laura! What do you want me to do? It's a freaking pandemic. They don't have organic bran flakes, honey. You're just going to have to push it out on your own. I'm sorry." You know what they do have, Laura? They got bacon. Enough's enough, okay? You're going to eat the bacon. And not plant-based bacon. Not bacon bacon. Dead pig bacon. I see it. I'm bringing it home, and I'm eating it in front of the kids. No, it's like screaming. Well, how are you fare? Are you doing okay?
Yeah, we're doing okay. We actually show up and we're in the studio every day.
Are you wearing a mask and gloves and all that stuff?
Oh yeah, when I need to. Yeah. You know, it's like, well, you know, I'm not going to do the show with a mask on.
I know. I'm calling you on the phone right now. You know, I got the mask. I'm wearing a condom right now.
Do you find yourself doing more online stuff now?
Oh, yeah. I've never been more busy and feel like I'm getting nothing done. Does that make any sense?
Yep. No. It makes all the sense in the world.
And I think it might be psychological just to keep working and keep busy. But the feeling is like I vacillate between busy and fear spiked with anger and food. That's it. I'm eating like a swarm of locusts, you know? I went into this thing thinking, you know, I'm just going to work out every day. I'm going to come out of this thing. I'm going to be in prison jail. I'm going to be ripped. I'm fat.
Everybody's fat.
Everyone's fat.
Hopefully the prunes come soon and there'll be less traffic in the business part of town. That's all I can tell you.
Your podcast, Adam Ferrara podcast, 30 Minutes You'll Never Get Back. You had Richard Hammond on?
Yeah, I spoke to Hammond. The episode's not out yet, but I spoke to him 2 days ago.
Was he in England?
Yes, he was in the UK. I was here.
Did he tell you how pandemic life is there?
He's driving his wife crazy, too.
Uh-huh.
What we discovered is we're never really home for that long. Mm-hmm. So they have a way of running the house. And then, you know, and him and my wife and his wife, they work out of the house. So it's not only are we invading their house, we're invading their office. We're invading the way they do things. You know, and I totally understand it. But I remember, I checked. My name's on the mortgage. You know,
that was another thing going into this pandemic. People were saying, oh, there's going to be all these corona babies in 9 months.
6 feet apart. Look, I'm good, but I ain't that good. I got an outside shot, but I can't hit a three-pointer every time. Outside the paint.
So who else has been on the show?
Edie Falco, Jay Leno. I spoke to Richard Marx. He was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he told a great story. He met Barbara Streisand because she asked him to impersonate Barry Gibb on a live album.
What?
Yeah.
There's got to be more to that.
His father was a jingle writer. His father wrote, "Ask Any Mermaid You Happen to See, What's the Best Tuna?
Chicken of the Sea."
Yeah, he did that. Crunchy, 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 nasty, crunchy, so crunchy, you know. Michael. Uh-huh. And they needed kid's voice, so Richard would sing all this stuff because his father noticed he could carry a tune and sing in key. So he started as a jingle kid. Then he got work out in L.A. when he got out of high school as a background singer. And that's where he met all these people.
Uh-huh.
And he worked in a studio Kenny Rogers had. So Barbara Streisand, down the hall, she found out that Richard can impersonate voices. So she goes, "Is there a Richard here?" And he's like, "Uh-oh, what did I do?" "I pissed off What's New Pussycat." And said, "I heard you do impressions. Can you do Barry Gibb? We just did this duet, and you forgot to sing this song." And he goes, "Yeah." So he went in, he sang the song, one take. She goes, "Perfect. I'm not paying you, but I'll put your name on the credits." And that was it. That's when we met him. So cut to that. He writes that song right here waiting, that ballad. Right. He doesn't know what he's going to do with it. So he sends it to Barbara Streisand. She doesn't remember him, but the managers knew each other. Sends it to Barbara Streisand. Barbara Streisand calls him up. Richard Hyde, it's Barbara Streisand. I love the music. We got to change the lyrics because I'm not right here waiting for anybody. Can you do it? The lady knows who she is. Oh, I had an astronaut on, John. Katie Coleman.
Okay.
She went into space, lived there for 6 months, and she plays the flute. So she played the flute with Ian Anderson.
I saw that. Yeah. She was in the space station. He was on the ground, and they played. They did Buried together.
Yeah, I've done nothing with my life.
Well, Adam Ferrara, you can always follow him on Twitter at adamferrara.com. His podcast, the Adam Ferrara Podcast, 30 Minutes You'll Never Get Back, is available wherever you get your podcasts. And look, you stay safe. Send my love to your wife and your mom.
I know. My mom just keeps, she answers the phone like this. Wash your hands!
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Dave, I have a way for you. You got your stimulus check, right?
Yeah.
All right. You want another one? Another $1,200?
What's the catch?
All right. Mr. Skin. Remember Mr. Skin?
We
used to have him on the air all the time.
He's still around.
All right. MrSkin.com is giving out 3 prizes of $1,200, and all you have to do to enter is draw your favorite a nude scene or a sexy celebrity nude. All right.
He's getting artsy.
Well, yeah, he's getting very artsy. 10 finalists will be announced on May 1st, and then it's up to the people to vote, kind of like we're doing with the Project Face Mask. All right. Some of the entries that are already rolling in, of course, the Kate Winslet shot, from Titanic. Miley Cyrus, Wrecking Ball, except she's naked in this one. All right. Justin Timberlake exposing Janet Jackson's nipple.
Oh, classic. Yeah.
All right. And you're great at it. You're a great artist. So, it's 12. Take a shot.
I'm going to start getting to work on the big black porn star meme. Because that is never dying. Yeah, and right. Mr. Skin, buckle up, baby.
Right.
Find me a poster board.
Why do I have a feeling this is going to end up being Lizzo?
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9. MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.